afraid I'd hope to memorise another poem or two, but haven't had time with all that's been going on lately. So I'm going to try these out on Claire, see what she does with them. And so I'll have to read them, but see how we go. It's called Biopsy, a rather painful experience recently. Well, a year ago. Biopsy. The usual long wait expected for any hospital appointment. But when finally called to small grey room with giant grey biopsy machine towering over grey couch, not even the dignity of undressing in a smock. No, don't take your shoes off. Just lie up there, slip your trousers and pants down to your knees. Put your knees up. Do as you're told, a boy again. Do as you're told. These two lady doctors take revenge on your bum for generations of male abusers, rapists, dominators. As they twang, 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 fire darts at your essential male organ prostate to extract samples. As they talk blithely about Rugby World Cup, explain risks of infection, need for antibiotics, and you leak embarrassingly onto the couch. But over quickly, ushered out, disoriented, a child again under teacher's orders. You sit, drink water, drink water, drink water, as ordered. Drink water. Stay in the canteen for another hour, she orders pleasantly. Drink fluids. Drink coffee. Drink water. Drink tea. Try to pour. Wipe away expecting a scary blood. Only thought. Sore ass. Pain in the ass. As 1, 2, 4, 5 young interns on lunch break successively invade your table space. Your self-pity space. Invade your thoughts, long thoughts, with chatter, banter of the young, about work, colleagues, more rugby. Still no pee. Is that alright? Shit. That's alright. Taxi to bus, read on bus to take mind off it. Exit to stop shopping centre toilet, urgent, and give unexpected birth to great jelly blood and congeal blood, flop into underpants, halfway lowered. Scary aftermath, effects, they gradually disappear. Normality returns, while await report. Arctic Circle Challenge. Excitement of being chosen for film script edit workshop near Arctic Circle. Stress of three-leg flight to get there. Dublin, Manchester, Manchester, Stockholm. And on by minibus. Upset of coffee spilled down pale blue sweater, big brown stain mopped at with tissues, the strive to read everyone's submitted script. Worry of waiting, waiting, there's no suitcase on carousel, a flight change in Stockholm, as other passengers collect theirs and go, collect theirs and go. Panic as ask advice. Run for it or you'll miss your connection. Suitcase will follow. Run, panting, sweating to next terminal. And just make it. Discomfort of secret embarrassment of wearing same sweaty clothes all weekend. Sweater back to front under one light jacket to hide stain till suitcase arrives. Nervous at meeting other screenwriters, tutors, Dutch, German, Swedish, Hungarian. What will they think of your script, your baby? The organisers must like you, or you wouldn't be here, would you? Annoyance at whining, dive-bombing mosquitoes biting relentless in welcome evening at town's writer's centre. No warning. Bearskin saved only by quickly loaned repellent stick. Comradeship. A split into teams. Comment on one another's scripts. Appreciation of what's there. A few suggestions. Like the way you... That made me laugh. Wasn't clear what you meant by... Why didn't you? But tutor says, I want more than that. Stronger analysis, deeper analysis. We're here to knock these scripts into shape. Rivalry grows bitter. Has learned to rip, tear, bite and flaws. Real invented in others' babies. That doesn't work. Hero's not believable. She wouldn't say that, do that. Cardboard. The plot goes astray when, session after session, descend into savagery, red in tooth and claw. No room for politeness now. Desperation has come to feel not much left. Your baby in pieces, torn apart, thrown around. Thrown around and trampled on again and again. Determination has rise early in land of no darkness to computer room to write new scenes, rewrite old ones, modify characters, adjust dialogue to send back into the firing line, try to please everyone. Relaxation in magic, some agree, of Arctic Circle forest. Pines, birches, moss, still lake, sunshine, silence, solitude, stroke horns of gentle reindeer, whose barbecued meat you eat with pleasure, the sun and campfire smoke keeps mosquitoes at bay. Relief in solo session with tutor. She finds way to stick it together again. How about it? A new opening scene where, what if the priest character was, you could end with a lighter tone maybe, if sound suggestions, but is this still your baby? Viable script maybe, but is it what you wanted? Comradeship restored, an evening meal on raft drifting down middle of wide slow moving river. Where mosquitoes do not venture. Satisfaction of ordeal completed, of a script revised that can be worked on more once home. But others feel their baby is slaughtered, dead. All gone, dispirited, all enthusiasm destroyed. By over-enthusiastic workshop designed to help budding screenwriters move their careers forward.